May the words of my mouth and meditations of my heart be acceptable in thy sight, O Lord, my strength and my redeemer.
Amen.
Amen.
When I was listening to Father Ken tell about yesterday and all the excitement and the telling of the story of being a community and how exciting all that was, I thought to myself, well, really, you should be doing the message this morning because it's like you're on fire. And that's what the Holy Spirit is all about, being on fire, being ready to tell the story that Jesus would like us to tell. And you heard it yesterday from a whole nother person, and now you want to tell it again. And I think that's precisely what it is that we're expected to do, tell it again. You know, I had to go back and look up and see exactly where this message that Jesus gave, exactly where that took place, and I was a little bit surprised, because it actually takes place on Holy Thursday as the disciples are all gathered around the table. And Judas has just got up, and Jesus said to him, go and do what you need to do. Now, you know, I always imagine that what it looks like on that night is the disciples are all gathered around a table, and it's dark, and it has a kind of a beautiful candlelit glow, and they are sitting with their elbows on the table and they're listening. They're leaning forward and they're listening to what Jesus has to say. Now, if you know how it really is, it's not at all how it was, because there weren't any tables and they sat on the floor. But and still, no matter where they were sitting or how they were sitting, they were intently listening to Jesus. And yet I can't imagine that their minds weren't just a tiny bit taken by, where's Judas going? What's happening with Judas? How come he's not staying to hear what Jesus has to say? Jesus doesn't say a single word about Judas. He just begins to talk to them, in a most intimate fashion, to tell them they needed to follow his commandments and to love them, and that he will love them and that God will love them. And he is just impassioned by what he has to say to them at that particular moment. And then he says, I have to leave you. I have to leave you, but God will provide for you an advocate. You know, it took me a long time of reading that to think, what is an advocate? And in another translation, it calls it the comforter or the friend, or who I began to know as the Holy Spirit. The Holy Spirit who reaches down and touches us no matter where we are or what it is that we're doing. Oh, the Holy Spirit was there yesterday. You heard the Holy Spirit tell this story from a man, and you did not expect that. You didn't expect that. And that is the most incredible thing about the Holy Spirit, because you see, if you're just open like this to listening to what God has to say, God can speak to you in the most interesting places and help you to talk to the most interesting group of people. People that you had no intentions of talking about God. And maybe you don't talk about God. Maybe you talk about some incredible thing that happens. I was at my parents' for the last 4 days. They're 97. Very bright and alert and yet frail and unable to do some of the things that they wish they could do. And one of the things that they have done every single morning since I can remember is read the upper room and read the scripture together. And my father asked me, would I read the scripture for them? And as I opened it up, it was from John. And it was just a little bit before the scripture that we read today. And it really kind of took my breath away. I said, oh, John, I love John. When I was just a new pastor, I never preached from John because it was way too confusing. You know, the first three Gospels are very simple. We start out with the baby Jesus story and we go on, and everything is very ordinary and very organized. I personally like Luke because he explains everything in great detail. And then we would come to John, and nothing was in order, and nothing really made a great deal of sense. In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was God, and God was, and it was like, wow, I'm not sure what this is about. And then we would get to this part about the Holy Comforter, and I just really couldn't understand that until there was that day when I had such a sense of the presence of God in a way that I couldn't even imagine that God would be for me. An opening in my heart and in my life, a sense of seeing every leaf on every tree, a sense of the presence of God just literally swirling around me, and knowing that there was a God that was so much bigger than me, but that was beginning to dwell with inside me. A God that I could tell and share and give to all of the people around me. Oh, you just want to pick up that sense of the Holy Spirit once you've had an opportunity to be blessed with it, and you just want to give it to somebody else. You just want to give it to you, Rose. Wrap you all up in it. But I already know that you have it, so that's a really good thing. And when you are in the presence of people who have a sense of the Holy Spirit, it's just like breathing into a breath of such incredible understanding and love and caring. I will not leave you orphaned. I will leave you in the midst of a whole group of people who understand. Not everybody in the world will understand this. They have no desire to know the beauty of God. Not everybody in the world will have a sense of this incredible Holy Spirit. But for those of you who wish to open up your hearts and wish to look for God in all of the places that you go, I will be there with you. Just obey my commandments. Do what I ask you to do. Love one another. Father Rudy is my really good friend. He was there with me when my son was killed, and he has been there as my spiritual advisor for a long time. We have all kinds of interesting things to talk about, and he's really funny and fun to be with. And Patty and I, we follow him around kind of like a groupie to hear, now that he's retired, where he might be preaching. And so we go to Capitola, and we go to Tres Pinos, and we go to Pacifica, and a whole variety of places. And you know, I'm so excited that I get to be the one here on Pentecost doing the worship service. That is so exciting to me, Pentecost. And the very thought of being able to, again, share the Holy Spirit, to talk about the Holy Spirit, to have a sense of fire coming from people's heads, and all of you dressed in red and yellow, and just a magnificent day. I was so excited about that. Well, you know, that's the same day as the Portuguese parade and the Portuguese Festa, which is right over here. And I was happened to given a bulletin from their worship service. And guess who's preaching on Pentecost? Father Rudy, two blocks over. And I'm like, I texted him, I said, oh, how can this be? We're only going to be two blocks apart. I said, it's like we will have an opportunity to just spread the Holy Spirit through this entire neighborhood. Yeah. And he said, yes. May they who are there be docile to the Holy Spirit and allow it to dwell within their hearts. Today we have an opportunity in this scripture to hear, really for the first time, as Jesus gathers with his beloved disciples around a table or laying around the food or however they happen to be, and he begins to tell them, I will not leave you by yourself. I will not leave you by yourself, but I have to go now. I have to go now, and you don't really know what's coming next, but I want you to trust me, because God will send you the advocate, the comforter, the friend that you never expected to have, that will dwell around you and in your friends, and you will just be blessed way beyond what I could possibly bless you if I did not go. Open your hearts. Open your hearts on this day and every day, because you see, we have an opportunity each and every day to recognize the beauty of the Holy Spirit. We have an opportunity, whether we're at a concert where we didn't expect it, or whether we're out in the woods or walking down the street or at the senior home, where Patty and I have an opportunity to go on the first Sunday of the month, and a man comes up and I say to him, could I give you communion? And he says to me, what's communion? And I explain to him about what is communion and what he needs to ask for God's forgiveness, and then he is welcome to receive the love of Christ. And he said, I would like to do that. The Holy Spirit, in an unexpected place, in an unexpected way, that's what we have opportunity to share today and every day. I hope that we never take it for granted that God is with us, that we have an opportunity of getting up in the morning and just dressing ourselves, as Paul said, dressing ourselves in the clothes of Christ, in the love of Christ, and filling ourselves with the Holy Spirit. When I was at my parents', I jumped out of bed and hurried and did everything that I needed to do for myself and for them. And this morning when I got up and the sun was shining on the trees right outside my window, and I took a big breath and I thought to myself, why in the world do you not always breathe in the love of Christ? Why do you rush through life not taking time? Not taking time to bring that love and caring inside of you so that you can better take care of the people that you need to care for. Why not? Why not? Jesus was just beginning to tell them the story of the love of the Holy Spirit. This is just the beginning of the telling of the Holy Spirit. May we have a sense of God's love for each and every one of us. And may we see the love of Christ in all the people that we meet. Amen.
Amen. Amen.